Welcome, children. Welcome to this week's Children's Hour. Hope you all are doing well by Swami's grace.
Sai Ram Ganesh and Sai Ram to all you children out there. There goes another week in a jiffy. Time does fly, doesn't it? Come to think of it, children, can you ever stop time?
Yes. Imagine, we are walking down a street. We can suddenly stop, then walk when we want.
Or, we can even stop and walk backwards. So let us say you see something beautiful or attractive. You can stop and gaze at it. Or you just walk past it and you did not see it properly. So you can stop, go back and see it, right? You have all the freedom to go up and down.
Now, imagine, you are asked to walk. And you are told, you cannot stop even for a second. Remember, even for a second you cannot stop. You cannot walk backwards. And you cannot even walk faster or jump a few steps. Is it not difficult?
I'm sure you all are wondering, who would ever ask us to do that? But children, that is how time is. It keeps ticking on and on and on. It neither pauses, nor will it go faster if we want it to. And definitely not going backwards. That is why if you imagine yourself walking like time, with all the conditions we just mentioned, let us for now name it time walk. So in this time walk, what are the things we have to keep in mind?
First thing, you have to watch every step. Let's say you see something nice by the roadside. The condition is you should not stop. So you will keep walking, but you will turn back. Then what will happen? Then you may trip over something.
So, in this time walk, which is nothing but the journey of our life, we should live in this moment. That is, we must ensure we do all that we do perfectly. If we are thinking or brooding over what has just passed, it may hurt us in the present.
It's like looking backwards and walking. Don't even try it, huh? One thing, it's so dangerous. The other is people think that something is wrong with you. But why do we do it in our life?
That's a good question. We shouldn't do that, right, children? The other thing is, in this what we have called time walk, remember, how much ever you wish, you cannot skip even one step. No double promotions here.
Oh, you have to live it only one moment at a time. I know some of you children keep thinking, when will I grow older? When will I finish all these schools and classes so that I can drive my own car or I can drive my own bike so that I can go on my own? Patience, children. Remember, in this time walk, you can only take one step at a time. So, even if you think too much about the time that is going to come, you may trip. So this step that you are taking, ensure you take it firmly. Those things that you can enjoy now, you cannot enjoy later. So, live this moment of childhood with all happiness.
And that reminds me of one good thing about this time walk, Ganesh. Let's say you come across a place where there is let's say there's some foul smell in the place.
Oh.
You know, that happens many times when you're walking. There might be an open gutter or something, which is not the right thing. So there might be some foul smell and, you know, it's so unpleasant, isn't it? You are just not able to bear it. It is so yuck. No worries, because in this time walk, you don't stop anywhere. You keep walking, and that place where there is unpleasant smell, it just passes away on its own.
Thank God.
We don't have to do anything. You only have to keep walking. Same way in our life, if any unpleasant event happens, children, something that you don't like, just carry on with your life. It will just pass by all by itself.
I know what Swami used to say for that. Swami would say, whenever you are in a problem, whenever you are in pain or trouble, tell yourself, this too shall pass.
Yes, this too shall pass. So that's the catchword, children, this too shall pass. And Ganesh, do you remember a drama in which Swami made the boys enact a small part, I think from the Mahabharata, about this statement, this too shall pass.
Very much, Prem, very much. It was the scene where the Pandava brothers were in the forest after losing the game of dice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. By the way, children, remember, you should never indulge in gambling. That is the first rule of this. That is one of the most important lessons of the Mahabharata. Because the valorous Pandava brothers lost everything because of gambling with the cunning Shakuni. Anyway, let's get back to the story. So, after they are asked to leave their kingdom and go to the forest, one day, they are cursing their own fate. How they were supposed to be emperors and they have lost everything. At that time, Krishna comes out there. Seeing all of them so upset, Lord Krishna says, okay, I will give you a mantra that will remove all your pain. So the brothers are very excited. Krishna plucks a leaf, pulls out a pen-like instrument from his turban and writes the mantra on the leaf. He then carefully folds the leaf and gives it to Yudhishthira, the eldest brother, and says, keep this safely with you. Read it when you are all troubled or are feeling upset. So saying, Lord Krishna leaves. A few days later, again the Pandavas start feeling bad at how they can no more live in the luxuries of the palace and how they had to go through so many difficulties. Then one of the brothers reminded themselves that the mantra given by Krishna was there with them. Immediately, Yudhishthira runs and gets the leaf. They open it and find it in these very words we were just now talking about. That is, this too shall pass. Then Bhima asks, how can this be the mantra for all our problems? What about these 13 years we have to spend in the forest? Yudhishthira says, this too shall pass. Then Arjuna asks the 1 year incognito. This too shall pass, says the elder brother. That way, as each one of the Pandavas spell out their problems, Yudhishthira says, this too shall pass. And they all realized that it was indeed a great mantra, because it reminded them that times always change, and with time, all pain, worry and trouble too dissolves.
Wow! And I also still remember seeing that drama very well. And do you remember the special thing that happened during the practice of this particular drama, and especially this particular scene?
Yes. You tell the children, no, Prem. Not all of them might know about this.
Alright, children. You know what was the exciting thing? Swami was sitting with the students and planning this very scene. When Swami asked, what will Krishna use to write? Because in those days, there were no ballpoint pens or fountain pens. So Krishna had to write with something, right? The boys had made a pen-like instrument, which they showed Swami. I think they must have made it with thermocol or some clay-like material. And they said, Swami, we'll use this. Swami was not happy. He said, this looks too artificial. Then with a mischievous smile, Swami said, shall I give you something which Krishna can use in this scene of the drama? And the moment they saw that mischievous smile on Swami's face, all the boys were excited because they knew that something special was to happen. And they all nodded very happily and gleefully. Then Swami waved his hand and materialized a golden hairpin-like instrument. It was almost like a, you could say a 10 centimeter long trident. You know what's a trident? What Lord Shiva has? A Trishul. But this was something like a miniature trident because it was only 10 centimeters long and it was made of gold. Swami gave it to the student who was playing the role of Krishna and said, you write with this. But immediately Swami said, wagging his finger, he said, but don't forget to return it to me after the drama.
But how lucky the boy would have been, no, Prem? Swami would make our drama so special. My such by such sweet little acts, isn't it? Going back to the lesson of the story, this too shall pass. So, as we saw in our time walk, one advantage of time never stopping is this. All unpleasant things will pass with time. All that we have to do is to keep going. Live in the present. Enjoy every moment and keep moving. Don't stop to brood over the past or be too anxious about the future.
That's indeed a lot of important things we have learned through our time walk. Children, there is one more thing about this time walk or journey and the importance of living in the present. But I'm not going to tell you what it is right away.
Nor am I. Instead, we are going to play for you a short story. And this time, Radio Sai Raghu is going to tell you the story. Listen carefully, children. The lesson this story teaches us could be quite handy in the future.
Once upon a time, there was a man. He dreamt of buying the five precious things spoken of in the entire world. He toiled day and night for a long time until his dream finally came true. He put all the things he had bought into a big bag and carried them along with him. There was a blanket of the finest wool, balm tea of the best quality ever, a book in delicate golden cover full of assorted wisdom, fine silver scales, and a golden key that could open any door. Every morning on his way to work, the man took his bag with him. Every evening, he put the bag next to his bed when he went to sleep. The man woke up many a nights to check if the bag was still there. There were days when he even got up in the middle of the night and took all the things out of the bag to just make sure they were all still there. But he did not use any of these things as they were far too precious for him. And he was afraid of damaging them. So, the bag was the dearest thing to this man. One day, on his way back from work, the man walked into a park. He sat down on the bench where the warm rays of the sun caressed him until he fell asleep. Upon waking up, the man discovered that the bag was gone. It was stolen. He was deeply sorrow-stricken. He had lost his precious belongings. The labor of many years disappeared without a trace. The thought of not having his prized possessions for the rest of his life made him very depressed. The man had a friend who started to worry about him. He came to the man in apparent distress and asked, "My dear friend, what was in that bag?" The man explained that the bag contained an exquisite blanket of the finest wool. The friend then asked him, "Was the blanket soft and did it caress your skin gently? Did it really give you warmth in the coldest nights just as everyone described it?" The man had no answer because he had never used the blanket himself. All he knew was that it was made of the finest wool, daintily embroidered and very expensive. "What else was in your bag?" asked the friend. "The bag contained palm tea of the best quality in the world." His dear friend then asked, "Okay, Was the tea tasty? Did it really calm your mind as it was acclaimed to? Or at least did it soothe away your worries and heal your body? The man was without an answer yet again, as he had never drunk even a sip of it. All he knew about the tea was that it was balm tea of the choicest quality and was really expensive. The friend continued, "Was there any other thing in the bag?" The man told him that the bag also had a book of assorted wisdom in delicate golden cover. "Was the book interesting? And is there a new lesson in that you'd like to share with me? Or at least did it help you progress in life?" This question remained unanswered as well, because the man had never opened the book. All he knew was that it was a book of wise sayings in an elegant covering of gold, and was classy. "Was there more in your bag, my friend?" the friend asked. The man continued with his story that the bag held a pair of fine silver scales. "Did these scales really weigh things more accurately than the ordinary ones? Did they help you in your job much quicker and better? Was the silver warm or perhaps cold?" the friend asked again. The man seemed to be clueless, because all he remembered about the scales was that they were made of delicate silver and looked very elegant. "What else had you put in the bag, my friend?" The man remembered the golden key that could open any door. "Okay, how many new doors did you open, and what new discoveries did await behind these doors? Were you overwhelmed when the key opened new worlds for you?" Sadly, all the man knew was that the key was made of gold, and that it could open any door, and it was a privilege to have that object. When the man failed to answer the last question, the friend put his hand on man's shoulder and, comforting him, said, "Don't worry, my friend, because those things in your bag are of no value to you if you have not used them. If you haven't used them, how can you know what joy and satisfaction they bring? If you haven't experienced the joy by using those things, you haven't lost anything. Even if you had ever used those precious things and let in the joy, you would have stayed rich even when you lost the bag, because no thief can steal your experience, feelings, and joy from your heart. So, you have lost nothing, simply because you had nothing." Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba gives us love, that is the blanket of the finest wool, calmness, that is the best quality balm tea, peacefulness, that is the book in delicate golden cover full of wisdom, justness, that is a fine silver scales, and truth, that is a golden key that opens any door. We are rich and happy only if we have used these precious gifts. For when we have benefited from them, they remain in our hearts forever. They become our indelible property, which no thief can ever steal. We become rich and richer. But if we have never discovered their true potential through real practice and experience, we are poor and poorer day by day. So, dear listeners, Bhagwan Baba has given us the greatest wealth: truth, righteousness, peace, love, and non-violence. And this wealth is within us. Therefore, dear listeners, let us harness it and lead a life of undisturbed love and bliss.
पहचान रे चलता जा इंसान रे तो चलता जा इंसान चलता जा इंसान रे तो चलता जा चलता जा इंसान रे तो चलता जा इंसान तू क्या लाया क्या है तेरा धन दौलत आंखों का अंधेरा मन की तृष्णा दूर न जाए मन की तृष्णा दूर न जाए लोभ की गठरी भरती जाए लोभ की गठरी भरती जाए खाली हाथ सभी को जाना खाली हाथ सभी को जाना तू कितना भी धनवान रे चलता जा इंसान रे तो चलता जा इंसान चलता जा इंसान रे तो चलता जा इंसान जीवन बादल की छाया सा उड़ जाए तो फिर ना आए ये तन कागज महल हो जैसे बूंद गिरे तो गुल मिट जाए कठिन अवसर तूने पाया कठिन अनजान रे चलता जा इंसान रे तो चलता जा इंसान चलता जा इंसान रे तो चलता जा इंसान दो दिन का मेला है जग का क्यों जीता मगरूरी में श्रद्धा दीप जला ले मन में श्रद्धा दीप जला ले मन में मालिक मिले सबूरी में मालिक मिले सबूरी में खुदी में ढूंढे खुदा मिल जाए खुदी में ढूंढे खुदा मिल जाए ये समझ ले तू नादान रे
चलता जा इंसान रे तू चलता जा इंसान चलता जा इंसान रे तू चलता जा इंसान
Prem, it was such a beautiful song to end the story with, and what a profound lesson that it has taught us, no?
Absolutely. What a beautiful song, and how beautiful was that story too. Children, when we go through life, if we can fill with joy and happiness as many moments as we can, no one can ever go back to those moments and take away the joy and beauty of that moment, isn't it? Because it is gone. And the memory will always be with us to fill us with joy. So no amount of pain can remove the joy of a moment that has gone by.
You know, Prem, that's why always Swami used to tell, always be happy, always be happy.
Right.
And that's truly a very important message. Because, children, there are some joys which are unique to childhood, which we cannot find as we grow up. There are some thrills and interesting things we can enjoy when we grow up, which is best enjoyed, and when we are grown-ups. So, we must not miss the little joys of childhood.
I know one such thing. It is to go out and play with our friends. The joy and fun playing under the sun with friends is the best thing about childhood, dear children.
Mine too, Prem. We would spend hours and hours playing, and we never seem to get tired at all. And my favorite game was, guess what? Cricket.
Absolutely. Yes, in fact, you know, that's my favorite too. We would wait for the weekends, especially summer vacations or winter vacations, to spend days playing and playing and nothing but playing. But of course, we also used to play a lot of indoor games.
Yes. That was for the rainy days or during the evening. Carrom was my favorite game, you know.
Oh, that's a very interesting game indeed. I'm sure, children, that you all too must be having your favorite games. But it is important to go and play. Important? You're wondering who's saying that to play is important. Yes, children, it is important to go and play. Because it keeps your body healthy and keeps your mind fresh.
It is even good for your eyes. Are you wondering how? How can playing games be good for our eyes? I'm not saying it. That is what our doctor is saying. Yes, children. We all nowadays tend to do everything with our mobiles. So much so, we play cricket on the mobile. We play tennis on the mobile. And this way of playing is actually harming our eyes. Okay. Instead of me explaining it, I'll leave it to Dr. Lata Shri. She speaks of this and other important tips for taking good care of our eyes. Let's listen to it carefully.
Om Shri Sai Ram, offering most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our ever-present Lord. Children, last week we learnt the do's and don'ts of basic eye care. To keep the eyes healthy, you must also eat good foods which are rich in vitamin A, beta carotenes, vitamin C and E. Some of these foods are, I'm sure you all like them, papaya, carrot, berries, nuts, milk products, orange and also green leafy vegetables which are loaded with vitamins. Children, today, I am going to tell you some important things about the factors that cause eye strain and that produce vision defects. Nowadays, every child we see starts wearing spectacles from the very tender age of 5 or 6 years, and this was not the case earlier. What could be the reason for this? Children in olden days would begin their schooling at the good age of 5 or 6 years. And they also learned through listening, not reading or writing, even in our ancient Gurukul system of education. Students learned the Vedas and the scriptures from their gurus only through listening. That is why the Vedas are called the Shrutis, something which is passed on to the next generation only through listening and chanting. In the Satyasai Balvikas classes designed by our beloved Swami, there is hardly any reading or writing involved. Children are taught human values through storytelling, shloka chanting, bhajan singing, group games, and also there is silent sitting, which is excellent to relax the eyes and the mind. But nowadays, children have started going to school at the age of 2 or 3. They carry heavy bags loaded with books. So they are introduced to books at a very young age. And because of the competition and pressure to excel in studies, children after their regular school hours are even sent to tuition classes. Children are also introduced to electronic gadgets like a laptop, mobile phone or a tablet at a very young age. See children, when you are studying from a book which has letters printed in ink, they are all continuous images which the eye can perceive very easily. But when you are reading something on the visual display screen of a, say, computer, what happens is each letter is made up of hundreds of minute dots which are non-continuous images. To perceive these non-continuous images as continuous image, the eye has to work more. Therefore, when you use a laptop or when you use any electronic gadget and look at it for long time, your eyes tend to become strained very easily, which you have to be very careful about. When you watch television for longer time, what happens is there are certain specialized structures within the eyes called the rods and the cones. Rods are the ones which help us to see in the night, and cones are for color vision. These two structures come under tremendous strain and the vision is affected. Studies have shown that when you play the video games, even for very short duration of time, your eyes and the mind have to be so intensely focused that they become exhausted soon and all the energy is drained out from your eyes, so that you will not have energy left for the constructive activities which you children should be doing as students. And all these are near vision activities. Therefore, distant vision in the child becomes weak. Because of this, the child has to wear spectacles to correct the vision from a very young age. Children, when you are studying, make sure that you keep the book at a distance of 25 centimeters from your eyes. And the computer screen must be at a distance of 22 feet from the eyes, and this is roughly an arm's length. And when you are doing something on the computer, you must take your eyes away from the computer screen every 20 minutes for a period of 20 seconds and look at something which is 20 feet away. Remember this rule of 20-20-20. I am sure you are all familiar with the 20-20 cricket match and you will be able to remember this easily. But the important thing is you must practice this regularly, because the eye automatically, without our knowledge, blinks about 15 to 18 times in a minute, and it is this blinking which keeps the tear film inside the eyes intact. So the eyes are kept moist and there is no dryness in the eyes. When the eyes become dry, the eye tends to be dull, overworked, tired, there is itching in the eyes, there is redness in the eyes, and also there will be blurring of vision. That is why computer users suffer from an entity called computer vision syndrome, which is caused by the dryness in the eyes. Because when you are looking at the computer screen, the blinking in the eye is reduced to its one third. The eye will blink only 5 to 6 times so that the eyes become dry and all the other complications follow. Computer professionals must ideally take a break every 2 hours. Take a break of 15 minutes and then go back to work. But for you children, it is best that you limit your use of all these gadgets only for your study purposes and not otherwise. In nature, everything follows a rhythm. The body also has a rhythm called the circadian rhythm, which means certain things happen in the daytime and certain things in the body take place at night when the body is at rest. So when it is night and when it is dark outside at 8 o'clock in the night, it means even you have to wind up your activities and it is time for your body and mind's good rest. But what is happening is, after a tiring day's work, people want to sit in front of the TV and relax, or sit in front of a computer. Unfortunately, they don't realize that though their body may be at rest, the eyes and the brain continue to be active. In fact, they are overused, they are overstrained. And studies have shown that if you look at the LCD screens and LED screens after 10 p.m., what happens in the brain is there is an important hormone called melatonin which is secreted at this time of the day. And the secretion of this hormone is disturbed. This melatonin hormone is essential for the secretion of various hormones in the body, which are essential for growth, development and several body functions. So, because of your late night abuse of eyes, the whole body takes the beating. Studies have also shown that memory power in a person gradually deteriorates if you continue to overuse your eyes in the night and when there is disturbed melatonin secretion. So children, the option is yours. Whether you want to abuse your eyes and let the body suffer, or whether you want to use the eyes for the sacred purpose for which they have been gifted to us by God. Remember children, Sarvendriyanam Nayanam Pradhanam, which means of the 5 senses, the eye takes the lead. So it is important that we take good care of the eyes, which are the 2 doors to the temple of our body. See you next week. Jai Sai Ram.
That was indeed interesting, wasn't it, children? And the eyes are so very important. Do you remember, Ganesh, there are so many bhajans in which God is referred to as the eye, or God's beautiful eye is referred to. Can you think of any bhajans?
Kamala Netra Saishwara.
Right, Kamala Nayana Saishwara. There is one, there is a bhajan by Suldas where it says, "You are my eye," because Suldas was supposed to be blind.
Blind.
There are so many bhajans like that where, you know, the eye of the Lord is described. Coming back to what we've been talking about, children, remember the time walk we all spoke about when we started? We said that we cannot stop. We cannot take rest even for a while. So whatever we do in life, we must make optimum use of all our resources. Okay, I'll explain it to you, which means we must make best and wise use of what we have. Use eyes for what they are given to us without harming them. Even as we go along more episodes, Dr. Latashri and other doctors from the General Hospital will tell you all how to take care of this precious human body.
But now it's time for the child to take the center stage on tonight's program, Prem.
Yes, of course.
And interestingly, we have a little child who speaks of her love for games.
Yes, she is very smart and healthy because she plays as well as she studies, like all good children, like all you good children.
Mm-hmm.
Sometime back, our Ganesh spoke to her and it was indeed a very interesting conversation. So shall we listen to that conversation now, children, with this child from Swami's school?
Dear listeners, today we have with us a little friend to talk to all of us. Sairam.
Sairam.
Can you please introduce yourself to us?
My name is Vindhya. I am studying in 4th standard in Ishwarama school. I am 10 years old.
So, what do you learn at school?
We learn to play. We learn to study. We learn good habits.
So, why do you want to study?
To get a job and earn money.
Oh. What do you want to become when you grow big?
I want to become a doctor.
Doctor? Why doctor?
Because who is not well to treat them?
Okay. So, how does a doctor treat?
Give medicines and...
To whom?
To the patients.
So, why do patients come?
If they are not well, they come.
But if they have to be well, what should they do?
Eat healthy food and drink milk and all.
So do you do all those things at home?
No.
No. If you don't do like that, then how can you become a doctor? You should be able to tell others.
From today I'll do it.
Very good. Very good. In the beginning you told you go to school to play, to study and to learn good habits. So out of all three, what do you want to do the most?
I want to play.
Which games do you like?
I like Coco, indoor games, carrom board.
So, indoor games, which all games do you play?
Chess, Ludo, snake and ladders and carrom board.
Okay. Shall we talk about snakes and ladders?
Yes.
So, what is the specialty of that game? What is so interesting?
If any ladder comes, we'll climb up. If any snakes come, snake will eat that thing.
What are the things that are there in that snakes and ladders game?
Snakes, ladders, and the numbers.
What do they call the numbers as?
I don't know.
What do they throw?
Dice.
So, do you know anything about dice?
It has dots on it, like one dot on one side, two dots on other side, like that six numbers.
Which is the biggest ladder have you ever climbed when you play snakes and ladders?
It was till 91, from 21st to 91.
After that the big snake ate you?
No.
You won. So, regarding dice, have you ever heard the story of Mahabharata?
No.
No, you don't know. Okay, fine. Then the next game what you like is?
Coco.
Coco. So how many players are there in Coco game?
11 and more than 11.
So do you have a team at school?
Yes.
So how do you play? You tell me something about Coco game.
Our sir, MPT sir, made some teams. Who will play well, they are in O group. And who will play like medium, average, they are in A group. Who will not play well, they are in B and C group.
So you are in which group?
O
group. So who are your team members?
They are Pujita. Samia, Maunisha, Jyotsna, and me.
Okay, so what do you do in Coco?
We make the other team out.
How?
By running, if we run, we should run full the hole. Where they are sitting, we should make around the hole.
Okay.
If the other team will go in the middle, of those girls.
Hmm. So how many games have you played till now, Coco games?
More than 10 games.
How many have you won?
7.
7. Very good. So when you play as a team, what are all important?
We should play together.
Mm.
We should not fight with others that they won and we were out.
Mm.
And when we go to class again, they'll tell to ma'am that we are out there once. That we should not do.
Mm.
We should follow the rules
and
regulations of the game.
Mm. Mm. So then, when other team loses, what do?
We feel that they feel bad, and sir tells that you should not feel bad.
Mm.
Next time you will also win.
Mm. So have you ever encouraged the students who have lost the game?
Yes, sir.
Mm. So what did they feel?
They felt that we should do, next time we should do better than this.
Good, good, good. So you follow the rules of the game?
Yes.
So what are the rules of the game in Coco?
We should not go in the middle.
Hmm.
And if we should not go too far from their sitting.
Hmm.
We should not tell lies that they are out.
Hmm.
Here.
Hmm. So, okay, you should not tell lies. So at home, do you tell lies?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Very good that you are accepting what you are doing. That's a very, very good sign. So you should try not to tell lies.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Mm. So, then now, this is which month?
December.
So next month is what? What is the specialty of next month?
It is the first month of the year.
Okay.
We celebrate New Year on the first day, January 1st.
What is specialty for our colleges and schools? Hmm. What is so special in January? What is so special? Till now you have been telling about games. You are so interested in Coco. You are telling about the rules of the game. So what is special in January for our schools?
We'll get anniversary days.
What is on 11th January?
Sports and cultural meet.
Ah, very good, very good. So, are you participating in all the games? Have the games started for you?
Yes, sir.
Hmm. So, which games are you playing?
I am in butterfly, that.
Ah, you are in butterfly dance, huh?
Yes.
Hmm.
In our team, some little children are doing like fairies, and taller children like bees, butterflies, and flowers.
So you are what?
Butterfly.
You are big or small?
Taller than those girls.
Okay, 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 okay. So the entire thing is a garden, huh? So you are butterflies in the garden of?
Fairies.
Ah, very good, very good. So, this sports meet. Last year, how did you enjoy the sports meet?
Very nice.
Which item did you participate in?
I participated in birds.
What was special about that dance?
We'll dance like birds.
Hmm.
And all school did like, it is a field and all did like farmers.
Hmm.
And women will be dancing in the farm.
Hmm.
And birds and crops will be there.
Okay. Hmm. So that is the theme of your dance.
Yes.
Okay, I want to ask you one thing. You are so interested in games. You are telling so much about sports meet and all that. But when do you get time to study? Do you study?
Yes.
Huh? You want to become a doctor. Huh? So which is your most interesting subject?
Science.
How many marks do you get in science?
For 2019 and a half.
So how much subject do you know?
Mostly.
So to become a doctor, what do you have to know?
We should know the diseases that they have.
Hmm.
and we should know how to treat first.
How do you treat? Have you ever been to a hospital?
Yes.
Huh. How did the doctor treat you?
They'll have a stethoscope to check our heartbeat.
Okay.
If our hand is fractured or something, they keep a bandage for us.
Mm.
That should not move. That's why they keep that.
As soon as a doctor, you go to a doctor, what does he do, he or she do?
He'll ask what disease we have.
Okay, how do they ask?
What do you have?
So, if I am a patient, okay, you are the doctor, I come to you, I am very sick, what do you do?
What happened for you?
How will you ask?
What happened for you?
So, with what feeling do you ask?
Like something happened for him, I should treat him.
With kindness?
With kindness.
What feeling goes on when your friend is not well? What do you do to her?
We'll think that she's well today, she's well today, that we'll be thinking.
So you take care of your friends when they are not well?
Yes, sir.
When your teacher is not well, you take care of her?
Yes, sir.
At home, when your parents are having fever or something, you take care of them?
Yes, sir.
What do you do?
Giving medicines.
You only prescribe medicine and give?
Yes. If doctors give in the house, we'll give.
Okay. So you take care of them?
Yes.
So good. So when you grow big, you become a good doctor?
Yes.
And along with that, you should also play your games?
Yes.
Follow the team spirit? Follow the rules of the game.
English.
Yes. Very good. Thank you. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you, sir.
As always, I'm sure that was the best part of the whole program this evening. Talking to you all children takes us back to our childhood. You know children, Swami too always encouraged us to play games and keep ourselves fit.
Of course, in fact, Swami would do that by himself attending some of our matches. Swami would come and sit through our football matches, our tennis matches and volleyball matches.
Volleyball matches. I remember Prem, one such occasion when Swami sat through a match and taught all the students there a beautiful lesson. A lesson that they would cherish for life. Swami said, see every match and the set. It starts with what? Love all. So, it is important to learn this lesson. You must love all.
Okay.
The next most important thing in the game is service. Because if a player does not serve, can anybody play? No. So, remember to always serve in life. Finally, do you notice that after the player serves, what happens? All the players try their best to ensure that the ball doesn't fall down, is it not? They keep passing it within themselves. If the ball falls, then the point is lost. Similarly, in all our lives, Swami has served. Now, it's up to all of us to ensure that the work started by Swami never stops.
Wonderful, isn't it? Only Swami can teach us great lessons from even little things. That is why living with God is true education. So children, keep listening to our children's hour and you can learn a lot of such interesting things taught to us by Swami and taught to so many other devotees and little children like you all by Swami.
We all can learn because the time we spend with all of you here, we too are learning so much. So, till we meet next week, keep learning, keep playing, but mind it, take good care of yourselves. Sai Ram children, Sai Ram.
Sai Ram to all of you children. Meet you next week.
Joy. a game of lies, it's all in one. Food's a joy and fun, and it's a risky run. In the game of life, it's all in one. Oh, it's a joy and fun, 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 fun. And it's a risky run, 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 run. In the game of life, it's all in one. Life is a game. Play it, play it, play it. Life is a game. Play it, play it, play it, play it, play it, play it. Good, goodness and beauty. Satyam, Shivam, Sundaram. Good, goodness, beauty. Satyam, Shivam, Sundaram. खेल है जीवन एक खेल है इसे खेलो तो पाओगे दिल में खुशी और उमंग जीवन एक खेल है साई के संग मेल है वो है सत्यम शिवम सुंदरम गुड गुडनेस ब्यूटी सत्यम शिवम सुंदरम goodness, beauty, satyam, shivam, sundaram. Life is a challenge. Meet it, meet it, meet it. Life is a challenge. Meet it, meet it, meet it. Size the goal, size the game, size the soul, we are proclaimed. Size the goal, size the game, size the soul, we are proclaimed. The eternal stream of His love divine. Oh, we are caught up in it, rhythm and rhyme, rhythm and rhyme. He is the sunshine of our life, He is the sunshine of our life. He is the sunshine of our life. He is the sunshine of our life. It's good, goodness and beauty. Truth, goodness, beauty. Satyam, Shivam, Sundaram. Truth, goodness, beauty. Oh, it's a joy and fun, and it's a risky run. In the game of life, it's all in one. Oh, it's a joy and fun, 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 fun. And it's a risky run, 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 run. In the game of life, it's all in one. It's truth, goodness and beauty. Truth, goodness, beauty. Satyam, Shivam, Sundaram. Truth, goodness, beauty. Satyam, Shivam, Sundaram.